Message number 1184. Many people declare themselves to be Christians, but they do not love me. Tuesday, August 5, 2014 at 14:16. My dearly beloved daughter, now that the truth of what is to come has spread, conversion has followed me everywhere my prayers for humanity are recited. My remnant will grow and multiply, as will my enemies. Where my army goes, the enemies of this work will follow relentlessly. Fighting, kicking and spitting venom, you will know them by the evil which spills from their mouths. You will know my own by the way in which they will be vilified in my name. You must never lose courage in the face of hatred. You must understand who is at work in these cases and not acknowledge him, for then you simply empower him. The evil one's influence over God's children is manifested and witnessed by the divisions which are separating nations, murders, persecution, and the attempts made to wipe out Christianity. Many people declare themselves to be Christians, but they do not love me. They insult me and cause me great shame. They judge others harshly and feel no guilt or remorse when they slander others, only a burning desire to promote hatred. Cowards, all of those who hide behind a veil of religious piety and dare to declare whether or not another human being is fit to serve me. They dare to dictate to others their knowledge of what they think it means to be a Christian when they are so full of hatred for me. You must never engage with a man with hatred in his heart when he says he speaks in my name. Ignore him. Pray for him. For if you truly love me, you will show compassion for everyone. You will not judge another, slander him, spread lies about him, and then dare to say you are of me. Away from me. Soon you will come before me and be asked to account for your actions. Christianity is the life force which sustains the world. I am the light which divided night and day, and without me you would grapple in the dark. Come with me as I called you, or not at all. Your Jesus.